Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, cloudy with a high near 71, breezy with a south wind 13 to 21 miles an hour, gusting as high as 34 miles per hour, chance of precipitation is 60%, new rainfall amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch. Tonight, showers and possibly thunderstorms, a low around 45. New precipitation amounts between a half and three quarters of an inch possible. And on Tuesday, a 40% chance of showers, mainly before 8 a.m., otherwise cloudy with a steady temperature around 47. And in the news for today and our continuing coverage of the upcoming midterm elections, with the balance of power in the United States House of Representatives resting on voter turnout, Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district is definitely being closely watched. When Democrat Ron Kind decided to retire the seat he had held for 20 years, the power void has been brought into sharp focus. Kind had narrowly defeated right-wing conservative candidate Derek Van Orden in 2018. This go-around brings Van Orden back as the Republican choice, along with Democrat Brad Pfaff, who is presently the 32nd state Senate representative, replacing former minority leader Jennifer Schilling, who resigned the seat in 2020. While Van Orden has refused to debate Pfaff, according to a report from the Eau Claire Leader Telegram, quotes, Mr. Van Orden has demanded a town hall-style format, and the Pfaff campaign was quick to accept that request. A moderated town hall-style debate would be in keeping with the norms and traditions of electoral procedures in Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district, while also giving voters the opportunity to directly ask questions of candidates for federal office. The article stated, given that Mr. Van Orden was more than willing to debate Congressman Ron Kind 2 years ago, we cannot fathom why Mr. Van Orden would pass up an opportunity to put his 26 years of military service against State Senator Pfaff's career of public service on a town hall debate stage, end quote. Van Orden's campaign released a statement saying Pfaff has engaged in a, quote, media manipulation campaign before finally declining the offer. Pfaff is one of relatively few Democrats on the ballot this year who have made criticizing Republicans' efforts to overturn the 2020 election, which culminated in the January 6th attack on the Capitol, a central theme for their campaigns. How can someone swear an oath to the Constitution that they're going to serve the people of this congressional district while they were in Washington, D.C.? Van Orden admits to being present in Washington on January 6th, but says he was not active in the insurrection. Key issues facing the new Congress will be President Biden's plan for codifying Roe v. Wade, which overturned access to abortion, possible cuts to the social safety net, hitting Social Security and Medicare, which has been proposed if the Republicans gain control of the House and Senate, the difficulties of inflation, ongoing military support of Ukraine, and a myriad of other issues related to climate and oil production, to name just a few. Van Orden has no elected experience, and Pfaff has won and lost elections throughout most of his career. Pfaff has 12 years in the Kind congressional office, did a similar stint with Senator Herb Kohl, served on the Farm Advisory Board for President Obama, and was nominated to lead the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection with Governor Tony Evers, but that was overturned by a majority of Republicans in the Senate, and he never served. Van Orden's website states that his campaign is based on life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. He was career Navy and did serve with the SEALs. He has the endorsement of former President Donald Trump. Polls have shown Van Orden with at least a 5-point lead over Pfaff, though only two have been conducted since the primary and none since August. Despite the limited number of polls, the amount of money on the Republican side of the race is another indication of momentum for Van Orden. That, according to PBS Wisconsin,